You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. I hope everybody is having a fantastic day today. And joining me in studio, as promised this morning, it is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's good to have you in studio today. And we got lots of things to talk about. But one of the things that we do want to start with, of course, with it being it's still the storm season, even though we've been pretty lucky so far. It is that time of year that everybody in Indy needs to know where those storm shelters are.
That's right. So I have not talked about this for 3 or 4 weeks, and I know that we are not due to have a storm, as you mentioned, but it's always a good idea to have these in the back of your mind so that you are prepared and not scrambling when things get a little crazy with storms progressing into the community. So in Independence, we have 4 designated storm shelters: the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue, the Independence High School Gymnasium at 1301 North 10th Street. Now that school is out, that one will be available anytime during the day. Please use the northwest entrance into the gym. The Montgomery County Judicial Center basement at 300 East Main, you'll use the south entrance. And then temporary City Hall Building D at 811 West Laurel, and you will use the west basement door. And all of those allow pets as long as they're in carriers, except for the high school. So keep that in mind and remember that it's not only important to know where the designated storm shelter is that is closest to your home, but that you actually remember where all 4 of them are, so that if you happen to be out in the community somewhere, you want to go to the closest storm shelter if a storm should hit the community.
Absolutely. And we hope that never happens. We hope you never have to use those storm shelters, but always good to have that in mind just in case. Also, the Little House on the Prairie Museum is open for the season. Still a lot of fun to head on out there. And the weather with that out, when it's not raining, the weather's been perfect, so no reason to not go out there.
That's right. It is a great place to visit. I know that they were busy over the holiday weekend. I'm sure there were a lot of people in town, and so it was definitely something fun and historical to take people to see when they're, you know, visiting the community and maybe from out of state or out of town and looking for something fun to do. So admission is just $3 for adults and $1 for kids. They are open every single day of the week, which makes it great. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. When you're out on the prairie, you get a chance to check out a log cabin, a schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store, and they have lots of very affordable, fun items in that gift store. And they also have a fenced-in area where there are mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies for the kids to pet. They have lots of outdoor space for picnicking, so you can, you know, bring a picnic lunch and stay out on the prairie all afternoon and maybe stick in a few extra apples or some oats, because they do allow you to feed the animals. And if you want more information about the prairie, call 620-289-4238.
All right, so a lot of fun out there. And this past weekend, the Riverside Park Family Aquatic Center was supposed to open, but there has been a delay in opening. There was some weather issues last week, and as of right now, they have not announced an opening. Just kind of watch Facebook, correct?
That's right. I checked with Brent Julian. He's the director of the Independence Recreation Commission, and he did suggest that everyone just keep a watchful eye on the city's Facebook page and the Ash Center's Facebook page. You can always give them a call if you want to check in, and I'm sure they have an automated number, and I'm sure that they probably are providing information on it as well. But when the Aquatic Center is open, it will be open Saturdays through Tuesdays, 1 to 6, and it's only $4 to go swimming. And family nights will be Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7 for $5 per family. So just keep that in mind. And you know what? We just have to be patient. It's too cold outside to swim right now anyway. There hasn't been enough sunshine to warm up that water, but I know that kids have no temperature gauge when it comes to wanting to get in that water and do some cannonballs off the high dive. But unfortunately, we do need to be patient. So I just encourage everyone to continue to use the park and the zoo while we're waiting for the pool to open up. You can ride the train for 50 cents. The miniature golf only costs $2. Carousel costs a whopping nickel. They have a Miss Able snack shack out there. So lots of fun things to do. So now it's The summer schedule is in gear, so it's Thursday and Fridays from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7, and then Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 7. So lots of, you know, even though the pool's not open, lots of fun things to do out there. You can always go out into the zoo at any time. You can go to the playground equipment anytime. You can grab a tennis racket, go play some tennis. There's always lots of fun things to do at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
All right, so be sure to head on out there. Again, lots of fun, and I've taken my kids to the Snack Shack. Got some lunch out there before, and they've hit the playground. Oh my goodness, they love the really tall slides. That's their favorite.
That curly Q slide too.
Oh yeah,
super cool.
Yeah. Well, they like the slide also where you have to run up it. You know, both sides are a slide, and you have to run up once. So they love doing that. So it's a lot of fun. Also, I wanted to remind everybody with it being Tuesday, remember to go green and recycle.
I know this. It is Tuesday, but it does not feel like Tuesday. So that's why I want to plug this. It's going to be a Monday all day long, and this week's going to fly by. But Tuesday is recycling at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. And then on Thursdays from 11 to 2, you can go out, and the sanitation yard will be open, not for recycling, but for all of us to be able to drop off our debris and appliances and furniture and junk and anything else that we're wanting to get rid of. The city allows us to drop those bulky items off every Tuesday and Thursday so that we can clean up our property and keep Independence looking nice and clutter-free from all of the junk that we tend to accumulate over time. But our recycling days are every Tuesday from 11 to 1 and the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon, which will be this weekend. So mark that on your calendar.
All right, so be sure to do some recycling. And also a reminder that the Mid-Continent Band is performing every Tuesday through the summer at 7 p.m. at the Riverside Park.
That's right. So the season's kicking off tonight. This will be their first community concert for the season every Tuesday through the summer months, as you mentioned, at 7 o'clock at Riverside Park, Hilly Bandshell, out in Riverside Park, just at the north end of the park oval. And tonight will be their first night performance. Director Matt Carter tells me that they are ready to play. They've been practicing. They're very talented individuals anyway, so they're excited to put on their first performance this evening. They have titled this one Welcome to the Show, so lots of great music will be provided. And he also wants us to like their Facebook page, so go out there and pull up Mid-Continent Band on Facebook and like that page, because you'll be able to watch as they do lots of different things. They have a lot of themed events on Tuesday evenings, so special music, things that will be appealing to kids many times. So just keep a watchful eye on that. And if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to walk, because the bandshell is, you have to go down an incline. Mm-hmm. And if you're someone who fears being able to navigate that, no worries. Just pack your lawn chair, and many people just pop the trunk, bring their own lawn chairs out and set them right at the top of the bandshell area. And my gosh, you can hear the band playing from afar. So all seats are great, and you can hear it from everywhere. So, you know, you can even swing by. I mean, it's 7 o'clock, but I don't eat until late sometimes. You could even grab dinner and come out and eat dinner out there on the side. Pull out a blanket and put in the grass and have a picnic dinner and enjoy the music.
Absolutely. And I was looking at the weather, and it's supposed to be around 66 all the way up until sunset tonight. So
perfect
weather. I mean, so you definitely can not beat that. You can enjoy some great music and amazing barbecue at Dickie's Barbecue Pit every Wednesday.
That's right. And this is another opportunity to enjoy dinner outside. Dickie's Barbecue Pit has outdoor seating that is so nice, and you can just sit outside and watch the cars go by and be in downtown Independence, which is definitely a beautiful place. But every Wednesday, Dickie's has blues and barbecue, and Martin Metzger provides lots of different artists that sing and provide music. And I believe he might be the one that's performing tomorrow night. But every Wednesday they have blues and barbecue. So I always like to go like at 6 o'clock and eat dinner with my mom and my sister and my daughter. And we just catch up and talk and everything. And then around 6:30, the music starts and it just gives you an opportunity to kind of sit back and then soak it all in and enjoy some great music and head home. And I don't know, it's a great middle of the week experience. So put that on your calendar. It's a great place to eat anytime, but I always save my choice to go to Dickie's on Wednesday evenings for blues and barbecue.
And also another great place in downtown is the Indie Brew Works. They always have lots of fun stuff going on.
I know. So that is another fun place. We have so many fun places to eat in the downtown area with, Brothers Railroad Inn and Turbo's and Uncle Jack's and Casey's Creations and Annie Mae's, and Dickie's. There's just so many fun places to eat in downtown. But the brewery is definitely a fun place to hang out. And while they don't serve food, I just named off all the places that you can go. And I didn't mention off all of them. But there are tons of places in town to grab food and head over to the brewery. So on Wednesday nights, which will be tomorrow, they have mixtape music bingo, which I think sounds like a lot of fun. And then Thursday evenings, they have changed it from trivia night to board game night. So if you're a board game player and you like to do that, you can bring your own board game. I think they have some games there. And just remember, the brewery is a family-friendly environment because it truly is a fun place to hang out. They serve custom beers and local wines, but they also have some really good root beer. So, as I mentioned before, grab some food from a local restaurant and head to the brewery for some fun with your family and friends.
Sounds like the board game night was last Wednesday, so it sounds like it was a huge hit. So
yes, actually, and I misspoke. It was not last Wednesday. It's Thursdays. So I goofed up on the radio last week. So Mixtape Bingo is Wednesdays, and they did away with trivia night and moved in board game night.
Okay.
So hopefully no one showed up on Wednesday to play games. Or if they did, they let them pull out a game and play.
Yeah, or they played some mixtape bingo. So there we go. Also, the Chamber Business After Hours and Ribicutti for patio 210 this Thursday.
That's right. So Patio 210 is right across the street from the brewery. Used to be this ugly eyesore. There had been an establishment there a long time ago and it burned down and it just left a hole on Main Street and really nothing. It was just that. It was just a vacant lot. And it was definitely not attractive when you pull into town. And during COVID, Main Street rallied and took some grant funding that they received and some other funding that they gained from grants and generous donations. And they started to work and they have totally given that a facelift. It is absolutely beautiful. There's concrete on both east and west sides with a strip of turf down the, sod down the middle of it. So there's going to be some grassy area. Right now they don't want anybody on there because, first of all, it's soaking wet. And second of all, they're trying to get that sod to take and we don't want to get it beat down. But they bought tables and chairs just last week. They put up lights. So there's kind of those Edison lights that are up that are really nice and gives it a really good feel and vibe when you're down there. I've eaten down there during the day. I've driven by in the evening and have watched people enjoy that area. Our young professionals had family night down there and had a really good time. So it's a great place to hang out. And we will be having business after hours with our chamber members and a ribbon cutting at Patio 210, which is right there on Main Street at 210. That's why it's called Patio 210.
Right.
This Thursday, June the 3rd from 5 to 6.
All right. And of course, with this being the first, that means First Friday is coming up as the First Friday event is coming up this Friday. Well, obviously. So what are we looking forward to for this First Friday?
We've got great speakers lined up for First Friday. Andy Taylor, who's the president of Lions Club, is going to be talking about the Kittyland Adopt-A-Structure program. So Kittyland is a wonderful piece of our park and our zoo, a recreational area for kind of like preschool kids.
Oh, my kids love it.
I know.
I mean, they're 11 and 13 and they
still love
it.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I love it. And the Lions Club for years and years have adopted those structures and have spent countless hours painting and maintaining that. And while they're going to continue to do that, they are actually welcoming the help of all the other civic organizations or churches or youth groups or whatever. Because there are so many structures in there, they can't keep up with it. So we're going to share some love and ask for others to join in and maybe do an adopt a structure. And then we'll all take just a little piece of the pie, and it won't be one big daunting task for any single organization. So Andy's going to give us more information about that. You won't want to miss that. And then Laura Allison, who's with Independence Community College, is going to be giving detailed information about a Pirates at Work program, which is getting the kids that are attending Independence Community College into the workforce. And I'm telling you, I listened right before I went on the air to all of the job openings that are available right now. And so lots and lots of openings. And we need any additional labor force we can find. And in the fall, when those kids come to school here, let's educate them and put them to work, because then they won't be poor college students.
Absolutely.
We'll give them a little job. Katie Townsend, who is the 4-H Youth Development Agent, is going to be sharing information about the 100th Annual Montgomery County 4-H Fair that's coming up this summer. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary, so that's something special for them. So she's going to be giving us all the details about that. And then Seth Lundgren, this is going to be really interesting. He's a fisheries and wildlife biologist from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And he's going to be coming in and talking about the Great Kansas Fishing Derby. And out at the Montgomery County State Lake, I'm not going to be able to give you all the details because he will if you go to First Friday. They have tagged fish, and you basically go out there and you fish. And if you catch one of those tagged fish, then there are prizes involved. So he's going to give us all the details about that. And that's only at the Montgomery County State Lake. There are tagged fish in the Elk City Lake and some of the other lakes, but those are part of a study. So if you get one of those, no prize for you. You got to put it back. It's part of
back.
A study. Yeah. And he's actually going to talk about that too, because there's been some people that have been fishing and thought they might possibly be a winner of a big big prize.
It's like, but, no, they're part of study. Please
yeah,
throw them
part
back.
Of study. So that's First Friday. It's always at the Civic Center. It's being sponsored by the Independence Community Chest. So we encourage everyone to support the Community Chest, because if you don't know anything about that organization, when you donate to that organization, they take all of our monies together and then they disseminate them to about 23, 24 different nonprofit organizations in our community. So instead of writing checks to all these different locations and feeling like, oh my gosh, my $5 or my $20 isn't making a difference, you can put all your money together. And when your money goes with everyone else's money, then together we can do a lot of supporting of a lot of organizations in our community that need our support. So we're excited to hear from the Community Chest as they will be giving their commercial. And then we will also be doing a check presentation. The VFW Post 1186 and the American Legion Auxiliary raised a lot of money for some flags. And they're actually presenting a check to the Chamber of Commerce. And then we're purchasing the flags so that the flags can continue to fly 365 days in and around the downtown area of Independence. So it's a big day at First Friday. Encourage everyone to go. It's completely free. It's open to the public, 7:30 to around 9 at the Civic Center.
And for those that can't make it in person, is it also streamed online so people that can watch at home if they can't make it out?
Yes, you can bring it up on your Facebook page on the City of Independence. Their page, they will have it on as Facebook Live. And then they also put it on YouTube later on and on the cable access channel.
All right, sounds good. And then, of course, the Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo is hosting Boots and Bowties this Friday.
That's right. There's still time to get your ticket for that. And I'm going to get to that information. It's Friday, June the 4th, as you mentioned, 6:30 to 9:30 at Ralph Mitchell Zoo, which is they're going to gather at like Monkey Island in that area. Reservations are needed, so you need to purchase your ticket in advance so that we know how much barbecue to have Barb and Barry make from To Be Smoking, because with every ticket that you have, you get some great drinks and some even better barbecue. So, and all the proceeds go towards playground improvements. You know, I just spent a few minutes talking about our wonderful park and zoo, and so thankful that our city supports the park and zoo, but it takes more than city funds to keep that rolling out there. So we do a fundraiser about every couple of years. FORPAWS stands for Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo, and they are the basically kind of the foundation of the park. So you can donate to them. It's tax deductible, and you can make a difference with your monetary contributions. But tickets can be purchased at Commercial Bank, Community National Bank, Equity Bank, First Oak Bank, basically all the banks in town, and the Independence Chamber of Commerce. You do need to be 21 because they are going to be serving beer out there. And limited tickets are available, but I did visit with them late last week, and they said I could still talk about it on the radio. If everybody would please just go get your tickets. You know, I am one of those people, I probably am a procrastinator, but I'm kind of noncommittal. I don't want to do something for fear I'm going to sign up and then I'm going to have a conflict. So I'm kind of last minute Lisa. Right. And also, we've been selling tickets in May for an event that's in June. And sometimes you're like, oh, I've got time, but today is June.
Yeah.
So you need to get your ticket again for Boots and Bow Ties, Zoo Brew. All the proceeds go to playground improvements at the park and the zoo area. And you want to get your tickets, $30 at any bank and at the chamber office. And if you have any more questions, you can give us a call at 331-1890. But you don't want to miss out because there's going to be horseshoes and cornhole and line dancing and barbecue. It's going to be a fun night.
It will be a fun night. And this weekend is going to be extremely busy. That's just the start of a busy weekend, because on Saturday, I do believe, it's time to shine up your motorcycle and get out for bike nights.
That's right. So go to Zoo Brew on Friday night and then dust off the dust. Actually, they probably already have it all shined up for the season. But bike night is in full swing. It's been happening since actually April the 17th. They were right here in Coffeyville at Lanning's. And then they spent time in May going to a couple of three different places. And now in June, they're going to be on the 5th. They're going to be at Stoney's Grub and Pub. And then on the 19th, they'll be out in Sycamore at Sassy's Bar. And then on the 26th, they'll be right back here in Coffeyville at Lanning's, the other side. So check that out. And again, that's the 2021 Montgomery County Bike Night rollout. Everybody kind of shows up at 4 o'clock and you just hang out and have a really good time and enjoy riding your cycles.
Absolutely. And then, of course, on Friday and Saturday, the First Christian Church will have their Open Arms Dinner Garage Sale.
That's right. So Open Arms Diner is something that they offer for free to the people in our community every Tuesday evening. And this is a fundraiser. So we want to make sure that everyone gets out and takes advantage of someone else's trash and turning them into your own treasures. And Open Arms Diner Garage Sale fundraiser is from 7 to 2 at 319 West Laurel. That's the address for the First Christian Church. And as you mentioned, it's this Friday and Saturday, the 4th and the 5th.
And of course, we've had this every week since May. The Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open for the season.
I know. And what's different about all the other times that I've talked about it is this is the week that the Thursday night market opens up. So Farmers Market and Makers Market is open every Saturday, May through August. So as you mentioned, we're in full swing for that. But starting this week on Thursday afternoon, right now, June through September, you will be able to enjoy the farmers market from 3 to 7. So get there early for the best selection of fresh vegetables and eggs and honey and coffee and baked goods. And the local artisans are showcasing jewelry and soaps and bath products and candles and hanging baskets. I was there Saturday and they had like 24 vendors. They had both sides of the parking lot behind Annie Mae's full. And so it's really growing. You know, we had a couple of rough weeks with the rain, and that still didn't stop those vendors from coming out. We had Rocky Top Meats brought their trailer, just all kinds of really cool things. So really excited to be able to offer the market twice a week. You know, Saturday morning is a time for people to get up early that like to do that, get that marked off their calendar and list of things to do to hit the market and then take advantage of the rest of their day. But some people have to work on Saturday morning, or they're already got their Saturdays fit, you know, full, or kiddos are sleeping in and they can't leave them at home alone, and Saturday doesn't work. And so that's why we created Thursday evenings, so that hopefully sometime between 3 and 7, you can fit that into your schedule, as well as we have a lot of people who migrate into our community to work and then they leave and they go home, and they're in their communities, not in Independence, when it's Saturday Farmers Market. So they have to drive over for that. This way, if they're coming in from Neodesha or Fredonia or Coffeyville or Cherryville or wherever, and they're working in Independence, before they go back home, they can stop at the market and gather and take advantage of all the vendors and everything that they have before they head home. So Thursday evening this week from 3 to 7, mark it on your calendar.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And the VFW would like to invite everybody for bingo night every Monday night. They didn't have it last night because of Memorial Day, but that will be happening again this next Monday.
That's right. So put that on your calendar if you're looking for something fun to do on a Monday. Sometimes Monday evenings you're like, well, you're trying to recover from the weekend and trying to get back in the groove. But this isn't, time consuming. It's not taxing at all. It's just fun. So the doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. Bingo packs are $7. It's very affordable entertainment. Lots of prize money is given out every single week. You're supporting the VFW, Post 1186, and they do a lot. You're going to hear me give them a plug right at the tail end, and they don't just raise money and hold on to it. They raise money and they make a difference in the world, and they push their money right back out into the community, doing things for veterans, supporting our community, beautifying it with American flags and demonstrating patriotism. So go out and have some bingo and help them raise some money.
Absolutely. And you may win some money yourself.
That's so right.
All right. And then Monday through Thursday, starting on June 7th, will be the Greenbush Summer Boot Camp at the ICC Fab Lab.
So it is summertime. Kids are out of school and you're like, holy smokes, what am I going to do with all these kids all summer long? And there are lots of opportunities. A couple I'm going to even visit about. One would be the Greenbush Summer Boot Camp this summer at ICC Fab Lab from 9 to noon in the morning. That includes lunch. And there'll be another one from June the 14th through the 17th, and another one. So three great boot camps, June the 21st through the 24th. And they run Monday through Thursday. And if you want more information, you go to their website at greenbush.org for more information. And this camp is for 4th through 12th graders students. And I believe it's around $69. But that's a very affordable camp price. If you take that $69 and divide it out over 4 days, over those hours, it becomes, and all that they're getting, it becomes a great opportunity for these kids. So mark that Greenbush Summer Boot Camp on your schedule. And if you don't get signed up for the June 7th through the 10th, just remember you do have two more options, the 14th through the 17th and the 21st through the 24th.
And the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center are holding an online auction starting next Tuesday.
Yeah, so I've been visiting with you about this on the radio, just making sure that everyone is aware that this is happening. It was kind of a save the date, and now it's no longer save the date. It's you better be ready, because here it comes. Yeah, so next Tuesday, June the 8th, through the next Saturday, June the 12th, these items will be ready for bidding. They have around 200 to 400 items up for bid, and they can be viewed in the main lobby starting Tuesday, June the 8th. So that's next Tuesday, just a week from today, at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center at 123 North 8th Street. And these items are from a select group of unrestricted gifts to the museum, and they've been in storage for years. And the purpose of this auction is to raise some much-needed funds for the museum and to reclaim some of their much-needed storage space. So if you're interested in participating in the auction, you can sign up with George Isley. He's the owner of Midwest Auctions. He's supporting this, and you can go to biddingheronline.com, and you can also contact the museum at 331-3515 with any questions. And I just encourage everyone, you know, I mentioned this at Business After Hours the other night. And what I was going to say is I encourage everyone to check this out because, you know, sometimes I enjoy antiques. I really do appreciate and enjoy antiques, but I don't always have time to go to all the antique shops, and I don't get an opportunity to go out of town to go to antique shops. And this allows us to kind of go and look at these items beforehand, kind of keep our eyes on something that we like, and then, you know, just relax and enjoy kind of the bidding process in the comfort of your own living room, if you want to do that, and maybe make some purchases for yourself and increase your collection. Just find some things that are of interest to you, but know that in the end, you're really helping our Independence Historical Museum and Art Center with funding. So it's kind of a double whammy that's in a positive way. So be sure and check that out. And again, go to Midwest Auctions, owned by George Isley, and it's biddinghereonline.com.
All right, we're going to quick hit some things here because we're getting a little short on time, but the Independence Children's Summer Theater is almost here, so we're here for summer theater season.
We have a lot of, this is one of the things that I was talking about in addition to the boot camp. So Independence Summer Children's Theater is ready. They're going to have their first performance. It's a play, The Journey of Little Red. And it will be Friday and Saturday, June the 11th at 7 in the evening, and then Sunday the 13th at 2 in the afternoon at the William Inge Theater. And these kiddos that will be performing in this play are kids that will be starting 1st through 12th grade. And then we will have the Seussical Musical, June the 18th through the 20th. And those are kids who will be starting 1st grade through 6th grade, so young kids.
Oh, that's going to be cute.
I know. And then Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. will be the older kids, those kids that are enrolled in 7th through 12th grade. And that will take place June the 25th through the 27th. Tickets are $8. Children's tickets are $5. And you won't want to miss it. The performances are great. And then, speaking of performances, we have Tracy and the Time Travelers. She'll be performing at Indie Brew Works on Saturday, June the 12th. And you can check out their Facebook page for more information about that. And then lastly, I just want to say, this is back to VFW Post 1186 and putting their money to work. They are taking care of our first responders. They are providing a thank you breakfast for them. So if you are a first responder, listen up and put this on your calendar. Sunday, June the 13th from 7 in the morning to 11 at 113 East Myrtle. That's the VFW's location. And the VFW veterans want to say thank you by providing you a great breakfast. And they are super cooks. So you don't want to miss out on that if you are a first responder.
All right, Lisa. Well, if anybody has any questions about these items that we talked about, or maybe they would like to join the chamber and have their business announced here on the air, how can they do that?
We would love for them to join the chamber and allow us to help them promote their business. You can call us at 331-1890. You can like our Facebook page at Get Independence. You can go to our website at indkschamber.org. And please do call us if you have any community events that you would like for us to promote, because this is a great way for us to make sure that everyone in our community and the surrounding area are aware of all of the wonderful opportunities that wait for them in Independence and Montgomery County.
Absolutely. So again, thank you so much for coming on, Lisa, today. We really do appreciate it. We will talk to you again next Tuesday, but it will be at 8:10 when we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have more Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.